It is Sunday, April 28th, 2024, at 2:24 p.m. Today, Nova Campaign tweeted the following on Twitter X. The FBI has paid sedition hunters thousands of dollars to track down citizens from January 6th. Lonely single moms continue to sip coffee and stare at pictures for months on end just to arrest grandma down the street. Now they're worried about retribution if real Donald Trump wins. And here is a picture of a of an article talking to these sedition hunters. It says, Ms. Terry Mate said she was one of at least three sedition hunters who the FBI paid to provide information by scouring public video for matches with social media accounts to identify people who allegedly committed crimes at the U.S. Capitol on January 6, 2021. A single mother, Ms. Terry Mate, quit her job as a substitute teacher to help the FBI track down January 6 offenders, she told Raw Story. She said she was promised $500 for each person she identified as assaulting an officer and $250 for each misdemeanor, but she said she only found out later that she wouldn't get paid until an arrest was made. From August 2021 through May 2025, she said she made only $7,000 or $8,000, part of which she shared with other January 6 researchers, and part of which went to expenses such as a subscription to PIM Eyes, a facial recognition program. This guy, Free State Will, posts out on Facebook, on Twitter, the FBI was paying these so-called sedition hunters to identify people who were at the Capitol. It's got a web archive link. This article is on Raw Story or Raw News. Not to be confused with real Raw News, which is totally QAnon nonsense. But very interesting. So this woman, Terry Mate, they're M-E-T-E, a single mom, surprise, surprise, quit her job as a substitute teacher so that she could help the government. There's that old meme that's been going around for a few years. If you wonder what it was like, how you would have reacted in Nazi Germany, whose side you would have joined, what you would, if you would have complied, in 2020, you got your answer. Someone like this? Now, make no mistake. I'm sure Miss Terry Mate was she stayed home and stayed safe. She masked up. She looked down her nose at all these people that actually went to work, that had to run the family business. She looked down her nose at people that didn't wear two masks, at least in public, or when they went swimming, or driving in their own vehicle. She looked down her nose at people that were not properly vaccinated, I'm sure, right? They didn't have their safe and effective booster shots. So now, like it says, she can go snitch on grandma. Wow. Lonely single moms continue to sip coffee and stare at pictures for months on end just to arrest grandma down the street. Now she is worried about, quote, retribution from the Trump regime when they get in power. You know, look, we're learning from the left's playbook. This is the way the left operates. They operate, they are completely political and completely partisan, by the way. And then they're surprised when we say we're going to do the same thing they're doing. How dare you? You're supposed to be a good Christian guy. You're not even supposed to be involved in politics, right? You should be quoting scripture and talking about the Bible, 24/7. How dare you even get involved in current events? Why do you even need to know what's going on in the real world, right? Just keep on reading from your book. But of course, keep it to yourself. You know, you don't need to try to thrust your beliefs on anyone else, right? We'll go ahead and do that for you. So a substitute teacher. Surprise, surprise. Yeah, this article I'm also going to link from, Raw Story? I think it's called. I don't have the name here. I think it's like Raw Story or RawNews.com. But I will hyperlink the article. And she's one of many, right? So it's, once again, hey, she could have made some money. She could make some coin on the side. You know, snitching on people because, I saw, hey, this person, they were criminally trespassing in the rotunda. Did you see that? Oh, yeah. This person was distracting a police officer. They were talking to a police officer. How dare they? Criminal offense. Worst day in our history. All right. Look, I beat the sarcastic drum as much as I can beat it. You already know what I think of this nonsense. I would like to think that when Trump takes office, he's going to take care of a lot of these people. And yes, Look, I think a lot of these, quote, sedition hunters, these, LARP, live action role play folks that figure, hey, I work for the FBI now. Look at me. I'm a mom in my jammies who's out of work and doesn't have a husband anymore because I'm a loser, but now I work for the FBI because I'm hunting down these evil traitors, right? I would have no problem if they receive some of the punishment that the January 6th defendants would have received. Will that happen? I don't believe that will, because Trump has many faults, and this is one of his, you could say, his good faults. I think he tries to go by the rule of law as much as he can. Yes, he's crass. Yes, he says objectionable things on Twitter and all this stuff. But the bottom line is, I don't see him trying to weaponize the FBI or the Department of Justice. Oh, well, now I'm gonna weed out the whole department. We're gonna clear it out. We're gonna get all conservatives running the show. Sort of like, and this is another thing, not to rave a trail too much, but as you may know, Joseph Robinette Biden, early on in his tenure, he wanted to weed out political affiliations in the military because, we don't need any far right, redneck radical guys, in the military. Yeehaw, we don't need that. So, but it's not partisan. What he's doing is not partisan. It's about national security, right? It's always about national security. It's about the rule of law, speaking truth to power. It's never partisan or political when the left does it, right? Isn't that the narrative? Is that what we're going with still? I just want to make sure I understand the whole game plan. So anyway, these quote-unquote sedition hunter moms, yes, I hope you are worried. I hope you are up at night, traumatized that evil orange man is going to get in power. Do I really believe that he's going to do that? Well, just ask yourself this question. For all these nuts that said in 2020 that Trump was going to use COVID-19 as a reason to enact martial law and as a reason to maybe even suspend the election, right, because we have a national emergency, and maybe he's going to try to, push the election further and further. He won't accept the vote on election day, and he'll want more votes to be counted until he gets to win, right? Man. And as it turns out, Trump didn't do any of that stuff. It was the left that did that. Isn't that crazy how that works? Oh, but I forgot, Trump's the fascist because, once again, he said mean things on Twitter. Okay, well, anyway, we are at peak Barnum & Bailey, circus, level right now, circus mode here in this country. But I'm just going to get back into it. I don't really have a lot of, I don't have empathy for these quote-unquote sedition hunter moms that are so concerned about Trump getting back in office. And I think a lot of these January 6th protesters that ended up getting jailed are going to get out. They're going to sue the government. And yeah, honestly, I hope they come after some of these other people as well. Look, you have already shown what kind of a person, what kind of a human being you are. We already know what you would have done in Nazi Germany. You would have turned in your neighbors because, hey, you can make a little extra coin on the side. Nobody, these people opposed the awesome Nazi regime that was in power. How dare they, I have no problem with what's coming next for these folks, but we'll just have to wait and see what happens. Do I think it's going to happen? Probably not, but we'll see. Take care. God bless. Remember, Jesus Christ is Lord. Good day.